The COVID lab leak theory gains traction. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Energy Department, according to the Wall Street Journal, now says a virus lab leak is the likely cause, citing new information. But National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CNN,
right now, there is not a definitive answer that has emerged from the intelligence community on this question.
Republicans who've long thought COVID leaked from a lab want more info from the Energy Department.
In the early stages of the COVID pandemic, the media slammed Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton for pushing the so-called fringe lab leak theory, including the Washington Post, New York Times, and CNN. Senator Cotton tweeting yesterday, quote, being proven right doesn't matter. What matters is holding the Chinese Communist Party accountable so this doesn't happen again.
Fox's Brooke Singman. They'll resume shipping toxic waste and water today away from the train derailment site in East Palestine, Ohio, where the CDC is out doing a chemical exposure assessment. Associate Director Captain Jill Shugart just told Fox they'll
really try to get more information from residents, from businesses, from first responders who might have been impacted.
Some residents don't believe tests showing air and water safe, complaining of sicknesses.
Gravelly voice, don't quite sound like myself, comes and goes.
Another man tells the New York Post he sounds like Mickey Mouse now with a high helium-sounding voice along with breathing issues. There's tornado damage in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell's in a twisted-apart neighborhood in Norman seeing
cars on top of each other, shingles missing from the roof, pieces of the roofs missing, windows blasted. I mean, it's hard to imagine what it was like to actually be here last night. Thankfully, only 12 injuries or 12 people reported injured, but none of those are life-threatening.
This is people in mountainous areas of Southern California clean up feet of snow that fell over the weekend, and more will fall in other areas. Winter storm warning stretch from Northern California to Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan to New England. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We heard earlier from the National Security Advisor on the China lab leak theory. He also spoke out about China possibly helping Russia in Ukraine.
Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week said leaders across the U.S. government up to the president have not seen any indication yet that China is supporting Russia in its attacks in Ukraine.
We are watching closely. We know they haven't taken it off the table, and we are sending a clear message, as are our European allies, that this would be a real mistake.
Sullivan says whether or not they've decided to support Russia's aggression, China should want no part of any effort to have its artillery used to hurt or kill civilians in Ukraine. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
China also accuses the U.S. of bullying for imposing sanctions on Chinese companies accused of helping fund Russia's war. SpaceX scrubbed a launch early this morning, 2 minutes before blastoff.
The team's ground teams declared a scrub due to tracking what's called a TTEB. This is the ignition fluid.
That's NASA's Gary Jordan. They'll try again early Thursday morning to send a crew of four up to the International Space Station. Week number six of the Alec Murdaugh murder trial about to get underway in South Carolina in about a half hour.
And the defense team is expected to rest by early afternoon. Both Murdaugh's attorney and the lead prosecutor have indicated that they have a few more witnesses to call, and closing arguments could begin as early as Wednesday. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul in June of 2021. Prosecutors say he committed the crimes to deflect from his theft of nearly $9 million from his law firm and clients. He testified last Thursday and Friday for 10 hours, admitting for the first time that he had lied to investigators, friends, and family about where he was the night of the murders.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, stocks could surge to start the week. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.